when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon. Good evening, wherever you precious Blood River Radio family members might be. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. If you are, if you support us, we just consider you part of our family, part of our white Anglo-Saxon Germanic Christian family here. And where is here? We are at Blood River Radio. That's where here is. And my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And today's date, this is the first Saturday in October, if I've got my mind right, which is, that's not, nothing's guaranteed about that, but it is October the 7th of the very, very our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2023. There is people, I don't care what anybody tells you, it's Jesus Christ plus nothing. And Jesus Christ, there's no name under the sun, no one. Not one swinging ding-dong can save you except Jesus Christ Almighty. I sincerely believe that with all my heart, and I hope you do too. And people, you know, this is a Christian show, and most of the people, just about everybody I know that comes on this program are Christian, and we have a hardcore Christian guy today. And I'm not going to put him on the spot too much, but I'm going to go to him. We only people that I respect get to say the prayer on Red River Radio. And I would consider it an honor if the fella coming on is going to help carry this show. He's a wonderful man. I respect him. One of the few men left on the face of the earth that I respect. I'm going to ask him if he doesn't mind if he would lead the Blood River Radio. I'll do the Blood River Radio prayer, if you don't mind, Mark. Mark Tommy's the guy I'm talking about. He's second in command only to Dr. Michael Hill, another man greatly respected and admired. But anyway, if you don't mind, Mark, would you like to lead us in prayer? If you don't want to, you don't have to.
I'd be honored, Eddie. You kind of caught me flat-footed, but I'll do my best.
I did. Hey, I did Michael Tubbs the same way. And he's studying for the prayer, but I'm fire and brimstone doing it. But I like to honor people, and I think it's good to balance out. I like the people that listen to our program to know that we don't just bring pagans on this program. The people come on this show are respected. And I'm not trying to be something I'm not, because I'm nothing. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. I'm not smart. I'm not hard at anything. I just feel like this program was a divine intervention. So with all that rabbit trail stuff, I'll be honored if you would it'd honor us if you would say the prayer, Mark.
All right, I'll do my best, Eddie. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let us pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come to you today, and we ask you to guide our thoughts and our words as we proceed with this radio program today. We ask you to help us do our very best for the freedom and independence and prosperity of our beloved Southern brothers and sisters out there. We ask you to bless this radio show, and we ask you to watch over us, to give our homeland its freedom from this evil empire. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns together with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mark, I know God knows people's heart, but I've never heard a better prayer, and I expected nothing less from you, my brother. You've honored us this day. Speaking of people that honor us, today had a very long conversation with Dr. Hill, one of the longest we've ever had, because his time is really precious. I had run some things by him about the radio program, different things in life. He's one of the people I can invite in. So I would like to thank Dr. Hill for taking out the time of his busy schedule to talking to me about the heavy stuffs in life and some of the things to do with the Blood River, some of the things to do with the League of the South. And before I forget, Mark, well, we might as well do it now. You may know more about the League of the South. Has Dr. Hill, Mark, the head honchos, which Mark is one of them, second in command, only Dr. Hill. Mark, if you know anything about the website, you can talk about it. If you don't, I can tell Dr. Hill me to talk about this website, the new upside, website upgrade. Do you know anything about that, Mark?
Yeah, Eddie, I do. As a matter of fact, I was one of the people who was responsible for finding somebody who could redesign and upgrade our website. The fellow who I got in touch with is a man that I've known for a little over a decade. He's a league member now, and he's does this professionally and has for, I guess, close to 30 years now. And so we are in the process of moving our website to a new host system. And then our new webmaster is going to completely rebuild it, upgrade it, make it a lot better, a lot more user-friendly, a lot more accessible to search engines and things like that. So we're really excited about what's coming up in that regard. We feel like we're going to be making a quantum leap forward in the quality and the content of our website once we get it ready to deploy again. So, you know, for now, the old website is still accessible with a lot of the information that we've had out there for a long, long time. But keep a watch out for the new site, which we hope will be making its debut very soon.
You know what? You're living proof what you just done with the prayer, and you're talking about the website. It's living. That is proof to me that there's divine intervention. The hand of God rules Blood River Radio because, I mean, who would have known? I had no idea about this website yesterday. I talked to Dr. Hill just today. And see, we had Mark scheduled way before today. And little did I know that Dr. Hill would ask me, I asked him, Dr. Hill, what can I do more? What more can I do to help you out? Who've been under fire for going on 30 years, I guess, the League of the South. I could have never put up with a half fraction of the crap that that man's put up with. Somebody would have killed me. I would have killed them. I'd have said the hell with it. But anyway, Mark, this so happened off the cuff. I said, hey, do you know anything about the heli hip? One of the instrumental people in getting it, the ball going. So thank you, Mark. I'll make sure Dr. Hill knows we did that. I promised him we'd do that, but my memory is so crappy. Unless I make a note that minute, I forget. I'm so glad. I'll tell you, that's divine. I don't care what anybody says. That's divine intervention. Before we get off the topic, I talked to another fellow yesterday. Phil Torney. Phil Torney, he's one of the more vocal, better-known people with the USS Liberty Association. I talked to him yesterday for a while just to check on him. He's going out of town. He said he still goes on the road doing all kinds of stuff to try to bring attention to what happened to USS Liberty. I told him one thing I wanted to do. I know I've talked to Mark, maybe some of the other league guys might want to go with me. For several years, I said, and come hell or high water if I live, I want to go. I told him I want to go to Washington, D.C., and most some of the things I want to do, I want us to carry at least one bullhorn, maybe two, and with flyers to advertise what happened to the USS Liberty. And believe it or not, I didn't even intend to talk about this. That's why I don't make plans usually for the radio show. But we want to go up there and raise. In other words, the most gentle way I can say is to say, go up there. I want to go up there and raise hell on the steps of the Capitol, and unannounced, because you're not going to get an audience like you want by being polite and trying to get on the schedule. I want to go up there, raise hell, bullhorn, talk about what happened to USS Liberty, and also to advertise Blood River Radio and the League of the South. I wanted to do that, and we have a man who lives just outside of D.C., Peter Scoop Stanton. He's been a buddy of ours for, golly, through 05. He used to be on the TPC. He's got his own show now. But we want to do that's just one of the things we want to do in the future, people, because we don't want to sit on our butt and sit behind a microphone all the time. We want to get in the street. And we still, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this, we still want to go to Ole Miss and hand out Blood River Radio stuff, League of the South stuff, and just stir the crap up down there. Raise hell. Get their blood pressure up down there. Because you know what? There's no such thing as bad publicity. Anyway, people, I didn't even mean to get off on that, but we did. We come back. We're about to run out of time, but what time I have before we go to Mark, I want to talk about the donors. Without donors, there is no Blood River Radio, folks. Without donors, there's no Liberty News Radio that syndicates our show. We have the one and only Mr. Buddy. Golly, Mr. Buddy must be 94, 95, 6 years old. He supports everybody. I don't know how he does it. He sent us a nice check, a nice letter. Thank you so much, Mr. Buddy. We also have a guy I was just talking to Mark about before we went on the show. I got a check, like Chad Scott, but the letter was signed Wilson Curry out of Mississippi. But anyway, thank you, Chad Scott. Thank you, Wilson Curry, for your donation and your kind letter. I'll read the letter when we come back from the break. We're not going to have time to read that until we come back to the break, but I always like to read letters if they're not too long. And also, we have a card from Jay-Z, my brother Jay-Z, Purple Heart, Vietnam brother. He was up close and personal with VC in the regular army, in North Vietnamese regulars in Vietnam. Got the wounds to show for it. He sent us. He always supports us. He sent a nice card. We'll read that when we come back. Also, the old Biscuit. Biscuit's a regular. Biscuit, thank you so much. We'll talk more about these donors when we come back from this break. So hold on, people. We'll be right back.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say so. Dear Blood River Radio family, first of all, I'd like to tell you thank you so much for putting up with me. I got to tell you one more thing why I'm so chattery. They kind of propped me a little bit off. Yesterday, and we always like to share this stuff because we consider y'all family. Yeah, everybody and his mama probably knows I'm training for the New York Marathon of November 5th, and then I'll run that, God willing, and then I'll come back 27 days later. I'll be running the Memphis Marathon. But yesterday at mile 16 and a half, I saw they were putting up a tent for the Ironman. We had an Ironman run here, and it benefits St. Jude and other beneficiaries. So I signed up as a volunteer. So I couldn't sleep last night. I was late getting over there, but got over there late. And it was, those Iron Man people are incredible. So I stayed over there too late, spent too much time over there. Got back and then got to all these phone calls. That's why I'm a little bit, probably a little bit talky, because I'm tired. When I get tired, I get talky. But anyway, we're talking about our donors. I'll just go by them again. Mr. Buddy, Chad Scott / Wilson Curry of Mississippi. You know, Biscuit down in Florida. That's what makes this go. And here's, I'm going to read this. I'm going to hurry up because we got to go. And but I got to pay honor to the people who keep this place going. Here's the letter we got from, he signed it, Wilson Curry. Dear Eddie, thank you for exposing the lies of our enemy and telling the truth. A double thanks for helping the McMichaels. I would like for you to let Mark Tommy, another, don't tell me they're not God intervention, and Mrs. Braveheart Monica Schaefer to do an hour on geoengineering, chemtrails, 5G, HAARP, and cloud seeding. Also, you may want to consider exposing the other vaccines besides COVID. Okay, then he was telling me about something else. He's going to be in Memphis. I won't read all that because, you know, some of it might be kind of personal. Anyway, he says the Alabama Lone Wolf and Dr. Michael Hill know how to get in touch with me. So thank you so much. That's the first time we've heard anything from this fellow in the first donation we've got. I've heard him. People, somebody tells me that I've heard it from him before, but I don't remember. Just for excuse my crappy memory. And I got to read this one card, then we'd be rock and rolling, folks. This is from Jay-Z, my Purple Heart combat wounded grunt in the Vietnam. Here he goes. Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. He says, "Hi, Eddie. I heard your program a couple of weeks ago." He said, this is in two places where you mentioned you wanted to take Blood River Radio on the road. Awesome. Spreading the truth about our Jewish United States, our United States evil government and Satan's demons whom run it is always worthwhile. Anyhow, I scraped up a few shekels for travel expenses. Then he goes over here, he says, "Hey, I'm always flattered when you mention my name as a donor. I believe I'm putting my modest donations to work for our people. Eddie the Bombardier Miller always flies over the kosher target." Well, most of the people I have on my rodeo with me, on my radio program with me, do all the work. I'm telling you, I was just telling Mark before the program, half the time I don't even have a plan because my life is so hectic. But anyway, he says, "I hope your heart rate is under control. Our people need you. Here's a tip." He tells me about this, how to keep my magnesium and serum potassium levels, how many milligrams, milliliters per deciliter of fluid. Then it says, he goes on to tell me, he says, "Excuse me if I'm stating something you already know. After my career of fighting for the internet, the International Jewish Bankers, a.k.a. U.S. Army, through the USA Army, I became I won't go that far. That's too much telling too much. Anyway, thank you so much, Jay-Z from AZ. God bless you, brother. You've been a brother for a long time. And these other people, we can't praise them too much. Anyway, with that, Mark, before we tune off with the other little stuff I got, I've sent you some stuff, and I know you're brained. I've got a few things here. One, Mr. Buddy wanted me to talk about, but you go ahead and bleed off, fella, because I've been blabbing too much already.
no problem. You know, a lot of important stuff to get out of the way there, but I would just briefly circle back to something that you were talking about being some divine intervention on the website for the league, and then having me on and me being one of the folks who got our new webmaster to hired to work on this thing. And you know, I've commented many times over the years at our league conferences. Dr. Hill usually sends out invitations to, you know, half a dozen or so people that he wants to speak at the conferences, and we just have a general theme, and then that's it. You know, other than that, none of the speakers, as far as I know, have ever spoken to each other ahead of time or collaborated about what they were going to talk about or anything like that. But when you go to our conferences and you hear all the speeches, you certainly get the impression that we must have all sat down in a room together and decided what we were going to talk about. Because they all just mesh like gear wheels. It's something that has always just caused me to, you know, have my jaw drop open a little bit and think, you know, we've got to be doing the right thing, Eddie, and the Lord must be on our side. Otherwise, things like that wouldn't just fall into place the way they do.
That is so true. And I was talking to Dr. Hill just today, and since you mentioned that, by the way, this is really spontaneous program. I really enjoy it. This is really the type of radio I like to do, unrehearsed, unscripted. Except we, now we do sometimes have to get really important news items in. But I was telling Dr. Hill sometimes people tell me I punch to the right and I'm a divisive. I said, no, I want to be divisive because, you know what, I want to get rid of the goats. You know, we got to separate the sheep from the goats. I know this is kind of a simple a way of explaining something, but if you've got your right arm, if it's got gangrene, there's nothing it can do. You got to cut that arm off. There's certain people in our midst we have to get rid of to keep the League of the South like it is, to keep the white people like it is. And Dr. Hill mentioned, he said that since Charlottesville, he said we've lost about, I don't think Dr. Hill might be saying this, we've lost a number of people, I'll put it that way. And that was be totally expected. And they're nary one to be found. They never call you. I know some I hadn't even met before. I'll name them. That wondrous, that brave Identity Europa. Well, they were willing to come on our show, help us out a lot. Well, since Charlottesville, so when they found out we got hot and combative, and we were considered, like Dr. Hill, too radical. You can't get them. I mean, I guess you had to send special delivery to get in touch with them. But
You know, Eddie, there, for a long time, I've been an advocate of the old saying that controversy sparks interest. And so if all you want to do is go on the radio or TV or whatever other medium it may be, writing articles for publications, and all you want to do is just spoon out the same old milquetoast pabulum that everybody else is doing and not be controversial and not push the envelope, then what's the point? You know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you know, why even bother? And during the break, you were talking about your grandson telling you that, so you need to set some boundaries on what you do. And I was going to tell you, I was going to try to tell you during the break, but I'll go ahead and say it now. What you need to tell your grandson is this, boy, I do have boundaries. They're just not where you say.
That's the way I can say it. He's always laughing at me, poking at me. He called me that old coon. He said, how you doing, you old coon? Yeah, I tell you what, I wouldn't take nothing from that boy. I guess I shouldn't let the Antifa know who it is, but they don't know who he is anyway. And
but
it'd be better for them.
Anyway,
go ahead, Mark.
But all of that to say this is that if we're not always moving the boundaries from where they were yesterday, then we're not doing what we need to be doing.
And, yeah, that's right. So, that's right.
So I don't mind at all being considered radical or controversial or any of that other kind of stuff. If our enemies are looking at me and what I'm doing and what the League of the South is doing as an organization, and they're calling us radicals and white supremacists and all the other epithets that they typically throw at us, you know, then that lets me know that we're touching a nerve and we're doing our job. If the day ever comes that they don't mention us in their hate watch reports or any of that kind of stuff, well, then that means we've might as well just fold the tents up and go home, because we've surrendered at that point. And I'm not into surrendering anymore. So
No.
You know, we've given up so much. It's like you were saying before, again, during the break, you mentioned something about, you know, going to Ole Miss. And I used to have a soft spot in my heart for Ole Miss because of their Confederate heritage and everything.
Yes.
And my great-great-grandfather fought at Corinth and all the battles of Vicksburg. And I hear the music, so we'll get back to that when we come.
We need to get right back to that. Let's don't lose that thought. So we come back to this break, people. Hang on, people.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is at war with Hamas and the enemy will pay a price it has never known before after today's surprise attack from the militant group that authorities say left at least 40 people dead and hundreds more injured.
Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel, and Israel media have reported gun battles between Palestinian fighters and security forces. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border.
Dave Collins are reporting the White House National Security Council says the United States unequivocally condemns the unprovoked attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. Kevin McCarthy says he will not resign from Congress after some news outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy says he intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. Conservative leaders have signed a letter endorsing Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to become the next House Speaker, citing his consistent conservative record. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise are the top two contenders for the next House Speaker. The White House is taking an interest in what's going on in the U.S. House.
President Biden is weighing in on the upcoming Speaker of the House election.
Whomever the House Speaker is, I'm going to try to work with. They control half the Congress. And I'm going to try to work with them.
Speaking from the White House, he urged Congress to swiftly return to work to secure funding for the government and prevent a shutdown. Congress must pass funding legislation by mid-November. The House is in recess until a new speaker is elected, with the election slated for Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I'm going to pat myself on the back because for the first time in a long time, I'm notorious for forgetting who we go to, what we were talking about. But I actually remember what we were talking about before we went to break. Mark Tommy was talking about his Confederate ancestors who fought against Lincoln's war against the South, and they had to do with the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. Go ahead, Mark. Finish that story if you will, brother.
Yeah, what I was saying before the break is that, you know, I used to have a certain amount of sympathy and support for Ole Miss because my ancestor fought in Mississippi. His regiment was at Corinth, and then, of course, they fought in all the battles of the Vicksburg campaign. So Mississippi, even though my ancestor's from Arkansas and I'm from Arkansas, the fact that he fought so many battles in Mississippi, you know, kind of made me have a certain fondness for it. And so I used to kind of pull for Ole Miss. And then they started all of their purging of everything Confederate. First, it was, you know, you couldn't have Confederate flags in the stadium during the games anymore. And then they didn't want to, then the band quit playing Dixie. And then they wanted to change the mascot. And that was when they had that stupid black bear thing for a while. And then, of course, they moved all of the Confederate monuments off campus and that kind of thing. And all of this, you know, for the sake of diversity and inclusion and, you know, and most especially for a football team to be able to recruit those incredible black athletes to help them win a national championship, which I'm still waiting to see one of those, by the way.
Me too.
But anyway, ever since they started all that stuff, I tell people all the time now, I hope they lose every damn football game they play now.
Give them Alabama.
And if people in Mississippi who appreciate their Southern heritage would simply stop going to the games and stop giving money to the university and stop buying merchandise and everything else like that, you know, money talks. And so those people, you know, if enough people were upset about it and didn't like what they've been doing, all they got to do is let those black rebels play to an empty stadium every Saturday afternoon. And I guarantee you they would stop doing that stuff. But until our people decide that it's more important for them to maintain their history and their culture than it is to be entertained by a bunch of black kids running up and down a grassy field with a football under their arm, then they're going to continue to sweep everything Southern and Confederate under the rug. And, you know, as I was saying before, I'm just not into surrendering anymore. You know, we've already given up more than we should have in this regard over the last 15, 20 years. And I'm just not doing it anymore. You know, I've got a Confederate battle flag on display here in my office. And from time to time, I do these internet Zoom or Microsoft Teams meeting with clients. And I've had a couple of them mention to me, you know, on the sly, you know, it might not be such a good idea for you to have a Confederate flag in the background while we're having these meetings with these people. And my answer has all to them has been, I don't care whether they like it or not. I'm not moving it. I'm not turning the camera off or anything else. That tolerance door that so many people like to harp about nowadays swings both ways, brother. So if they don't like that Confederate flag, they're just going to have to put their big boy panties on and get over it, because I'm not
hiding right.
it.
Damn right. You know, this leads to something that's really, really dear to my heart. Little Rock Central High School, University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, University of Alabama, and Tuscaloosa, and that in a chronological order. I remember 1957, Governor Faubus, or I think it was Oral Faubus was his first name.
Oral Faubus.
The man among men stood up there in the Ozark Mountains, begging, asking for all the Southerners to come together and help him. He fought to try to keep the feral blacks out of one of the finest high schools in the nation. I've been told it was on par with any Ivy League high school, if you want to call it Ivy League high school anywhere. Little Rock Central had a reputation nationwide for academic excellence, athletic excellence, any kind of excellence you want to go. It was integrated. I think the 101st Airborne Division came in there and integrated it at bayonet points, sticking bayonets in children's high school kids' spaces to integrate it. You know, short time later. Yeah.
You know, that's something that people seem to forget, is that we were, you know, Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama were, for all intents and purposes, militarily invaded again by the United States Army.
Yes.
And we were forced to do what they wanted us to do at the point of a bayonet.
My mother
was a senior in high school in 1957, and I've talked to her about that on occasion, and she remembers all of that very well. And I've seen the photographs of some of the protests that were held by the good citizens of Little Rock back then. And here are all these photographs of these people being herded along by a bunch of U.S. Army guys with bayonets on the ends of their rifles, you know, pushing them down the street. And I'm like, you know, don't wave that striped Yankee rag in my face and expect me to get all teary-eyed and sentimental and patriotic when that's the kind of stuff they do to me and my people. No, that's not me. I disabused myself of that stupidity a long time ago. And that's the flag of our mortal enemy.
Yes, it is. Amen, brother. Amen to a thousand times for that.
Yeah. So, it just sickens me to drive around the South and see that striped banner of oppression flapping from people's houses and stickers on their cars. And, you know, they stand up at the football games and they sing the Yankee national song and they get all teary eyed and got their hand over their heart. And, oh God, what a great country we live in. And it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Yes, it is. You know, just yesterday, and I'm going to finish this story. Just yesterday when I was on my 22-mile run, there was this guy, and I've seen him before. They got these three-wheel bicycles, and they're going around. They always have their damn American flag or the MIA, POWMI, and one of them's got this stinking Ukrainian flag out there. And I can't help it. I know somebody's going to shoot me one of these days. I said, I can't get that stinking crap. It's stinking up the whole area. Get those stinking-ass flags out of here, man. I mean, I know it's going to pay the price one of these days. But, you know, and secondly, chronological order, it was 1957 Little Rock. And about, I think it was around 1961, the U.S. Army invaded Oxford, Mississippi. Once again, at Bayonet Point, and I need to look it up, but people, there were shots were fired. People or citizens were shot and I think killed in Mississippi trying to resist that Yankee takeover. And then in 19, 2 years later, in 63, it happened at the University of Alabama. And you know what? Here's what's so sickening, Mark, and I'm going to turn right back over to you. Those ancestors, the people that were in high school, junior high school, college, and their in the students' parents fought their guts out, paid the price. Some of them were injured to prevent the Yankees from invading Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama. They fought to keep those schools that were built by white people for white people to keep them that way. Their children, their grandchildren now are some of the worst cucks, some of the worst Judas goats, self-hating white people in the face of the earth. I mean, how do you think that makes those parents, their parents and grandparents feel, Mark? That's what just, I cannot get over that.
I'm right there with you, Eddie. Just like the side of the U.S. flag fouling a southern breeze. It just sickens me to see it, you know. And it's, God, you know, it's so funny because according to the powers that be, you know, everybody's supposed to be proud of who they are and advocate for their own particular group's unique interests and everything, except for us. You know, we Southerners are the only ones who it's off limits for us to be proud of who we are or to advocate for our own self-interest. And if we do, there's all kinds of psychological warfare waged against us to make us feel bad about that or to feel like there's something wrong with us for that. And once again, that's something that I disabused myself of a long time ago. You know, I don't play the white guilt game anymore, you know, or the Southern guilt game anymore. You know, I have nothing against these other people, simply because of the color of their skin. You know, it was God's providence that somebody was born black or Mexican or whatever the case may be. But you know, when they come into my country, which means Alabama or my native country, which is Arkansas, or my wife's native country, which is Louisiana. And they try to take over and they try to make me a second-class citizen in my own homeland. Now we've got a problem.
Got that right.
And I'm going to resist that.
We'll talk more about that as soon as we come back from this last break, the first hour. Man, how time flies. Be right back, people.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch times.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, we've got Sister Nancy joining us. I'm going to throw this out there right quick. Like I heard a little news clip. I don't remember where I heard it, but listen. This is the great America. Oh, God, like Mark said, I'm just crying thinking about that Yankee flag right now. God, I love it so much. The Fortune 500 companies, the latest data, I may be, I'm 90%, 95% right. Fortune 500 companies, the latest data on the latest hiring, 96% the latest hiring of these like upper management positions, things like that. 96% non-white, 4% white male. That's in this great America. I'll throw it out there. And I was going to say one more thing. I remember going to the Ole Miss with my oldest daughter. She's 55 now, taking her to games. We still carry their Confederate battle flags. They still play Dixie. It's changed that fast in my time. Also, right now, folks, we're going to Sister Nancy. She's got some breaking news. I'm going to get her to announce the news, and we'll get Mark Tommy to comment on it. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
I think what you're talking about, Eddie, is this so-called invasion of Israel. I think that's what you're wanting me to mention. I really don't. I've been so tied up today. The only thing that I can say is I am very suspect that this was an invasion made by the Israelis upon their own country. This is, in my opinion, it's a false flag. Now, don't tell me that the Israelis don't have ability to keep up with every daggone Palestinian in Gaza and the West Bank, and this is just another trigger for them to destroy those people who are behind barricades and are not free in Gaza and the West Bank. I find it very hard to believe that the Israelis, with their extensive ability to spy even upon us, would not know that there was going to be an impending invasion of their sacred land. That's just my take on it. I think other people, apparently on Twitter, have been coming up with maybe the same opinion. Bibi Netanyahu has been waiting for an opportunity to destroy the Palestinians, and this is what he's. This is just my opinion that I think it's a false flag. Now, that's just my take.
Well, we'll see what Mark has to take. I agree with you wholeheartedly. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, you know, Eddie, things being what they are, and people being who they are in this particular cast of characters, it wouldn't surprise. Wouldn't surprise me a bit to find out that it was an Israeli false flag in order to get something stirred up. I mean, you know, if the U.S. government will completely destroy three buildings in New York City in order to go to war, you know, you can't put something similar past the Israelis.
And let me mention something else here about this whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict that, again, most people, because of the media, and as Nancy mentioned, their abysmal knowledge of history and geography, is this. There are a lot of Palestinian Christians that the Israelis kill every day. They burn down Christian churches. They spit at Christian people when they walk through the streets and stuff like this. And so, if the U.S. is going to do its usual little bitch thing and support Israel, as some of these cuckolded Republicans up in Mordor on the Potomac have been talking about today, then once again, it puts the U.S. empire on the wrong side of things, just like they were in all that stuff that went on in the Balkans back in the 90s under Bill Clinton. I mean, the U.S. military was slaughtering Serbian Christians and Czech
under Clinton.
Christians and everything to support the Muslims over there.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, another thing we've always done, Mark, and I'm sure that Eddie would agree with this, we always pretend that we are anti-communist, but if one looks at our history really closely, that is not the case at all. We have always supported the communists. For example, in the Second World War, it is very obvious who won the war. We supported bloody Stalin, and we okayed his remaining and taking over Eastern Europe. But we did the same thing in South Africa. We supported Mandela. He was a known communist. His best buddy, Joe Slovo, was a communist.
Yes.
And then you're talking about what the Israelis did to the Christians. One has to go back and look at what they did in 1948, to the Palestinians who were not only Christians, they were Muslims and even Jews that were living in peace in Israel or Palestine, not Israel. And when they took over and created hundreds of thousands of refugees, burned their homes, blew up their homes, sent them running, and that's how come you've got all these refugees, which people don't understand, who are these Palestinians? They were the people that were legitimately living in Palestine
before Christ,
at peace until the Jews took over in 1948 because of the no good Balfour Agreement going back to World War One.
And you know, if you go back and look at again the cast of characters for the Israelis back at that time, you had people like David Ben-Gurion and Moshe Dayan and lots of people like that. Well, by our current definition of terrorism and terrorists, those guys were some of the worst terrorists that ever walked the face of the earth.
You know, I say that every prime minister, maybe except for one or two, every one of them has actually been real terrorists, not just talking about action. They had blood on their hands.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They've either exploded bombs inside buildings or they've shot people or whatever the case may be. But it's very difficult to look at the actions of the state of Israel and not be willing to consider them if you're going to look at it dispassionately and fairly and justly. You have to classify Israel as a terrorist state because that's how they maintain control over the area that they occupy is by terrorizing everybody around them, you know,
it's
in one way or another.
An apartheid terrorist state at that.
And that's a good thing too, especially since Nancy mentioned South Africa. The Jews and the Israelis don't make any bones about it. They don't want you coming to their country unless you're Jewish. But anybody else, you know, the Afrikaners, they couldn't maintain control of their own country. They had to give it over to the black Africans there. And of course, we see what the result of that has been. It's been an absolute calamity of epic proportions.
My wife has a good friend who lives in Johannesburg. You know, she's a native Afrikaner. She even, at the 96 Olympics in Atlanta, she even competed for South Africa in archery. And, you know, she occasionally still asks my wife about things that are going on over there. And it just makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck to hear some of the stories coming out of South Africa. And
Mark, don't you think it is a kind of a preliminary to what is going to happen in this country? I mean, these blacks absolutely despise us. They hate us.
Yeah.
They talk about us being white racist and white supremacist. There's no comparison with their innate hatred of our people.
Yeah, I think you're right, Nancy. I think, and I've said this for a long time, is that South Africa was a dress rehearsal for what's going to happen here.
You hit it right on the head, Mark.
And I firmly believe that anybody who is naive or foolish enough to think that it won't happen here, they're gonna be in for a very big shock, it's gonna be ugly. You know, we've already seen the first signs of it being put into place, because as a Southerner, you know, if you happen to be attacked by a mob of black people and you dare to pull out a gun and defend yourself, you're the one that gets prosecuted. The people who attacked you for no reason and instigated violence against you for no reason, the police don't even make any effort to try to find out who they are, catch them, or prosecute them. But you, Mr. Racist Southerner, because you shot a black person or a Mexican person or an Asian person, you're going to be thrown under the prison.
I mean, the McMichaels were a fine example of that. But, you know, Mark, even though, yes, it's directed at Southerners, but believe it or not, I think today it's almost directed at all whites. For example, the knockout game, which doesn't take place necessarily in the South, but do you think any of these blacks who are knocking people out and doing all this looting and terrorizing people, there was a liberal in New York recently got stabbed, a do-gooder, you know, wanting to do good. And I wonder if there's going to be a big cover-up on the obvious. It was a video of him stabbing this man. Now, I wonder how many months he'll do. What, 6 months for murder?
Oh, probably. Maybe my guess would be he won't ever see the inside of a jail.
Yeah, that's right.
We've already got a situation where the laws are implicitly being used against us, with the exception of so-called civil rights and hate crime laws. And you know, a friend of mine talked to somebody in the Department of Justice some years ago, and was wanting to bring a quote unquote civil rights action because of some discrimination he had faced. And the guy at the Department of Justice told him, civil rights laws don't apply to white people. They're only there to protect minorities.
That's true.
We already know that.
Yeah. And so you've already got, the stage has already been set with the civil rights acts and with the hate crime laws, because here again, only white people can commit hate crimes.
Right.
As far as the system is concerned. So it's right now implicit and it's a little bit soft, but the day is fast approaching when they're actually going to start passing laws similar to what they've done in South Africa. You know, don't be surprised to see a law floated in Congress to appropriate land and money from white people and give it to minorities.
Didn't they do something like that with black farmers
Mark
in this country?
Nancy, we've come to the end of the hour. If y'all hear, Mark, I'd like to thank you so much. Mark, would you like to hang on for another segment? Things are going so good. We're supposed to have Sister Braveheart coming on, but we've got room. If you'd like to hang on for another segment, you're welcome to. And because I don't know exactly when.
if that's okay. I don't want to step on anybody else's toes.
You hang on for another segment. People will be right back in just a minute, and hopefully we're going to bring Sister Braveheart on. I hadn't heard from her today, but we're transitioning to the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.